This bull about you quitting.
Quitting what?
Resigning, going away, leaving us to the Shadow Masters.
That had been the implication, but not the substance of the messages I'd had delivered. I don't know what you mean. I'm going to make a speech to some priests, just to straighten them out.
Where did you get the idea I was deserting? That's the talk. They're all excited. They think they've beaten you, that they just stood up to you, stopped letting you walk over them, and you're going to say goodbye.
Exactly what I wanted them to think. What they wanted to think. Then they're going to be disappointed.
He smiled. I've had nothing but trouble from them all my life. I've got to see this.
I wouldn't recommend it.
Why not?
I could not tell him. Trust me, if you're there, you'll regret it.
I doubt it. They couldn't give me much more trouble than they have already. I want to see them when you disappoint them.
You do, you'll never forget. Don't go.
I insist.
I warned you. Him being there would not do him any good, but it would be good for me. I told myself I'd done my best. My conscience was clear. Ram finished dressing me. I told him,
I need Narayan. Abda, would you look after the prince?
If you'll excuse me. I got Narayan into a corner where we could whisper. I told him what had happened. He grinned that damned grin of his till I was ready to rip it off his face. But he jumped to another subject.
The festival is almost upon us, mistress. We have to make travel plans soon.
I know. The Jamadars want to look me over. But I have too much on my mind now. Let's get through tonight first.
Of course, mistress. Of course. I didn't mean to press.
The hell you didn't.
Is everything said?
Yes, mistress. Since early this afternoon.
Will they do it? When it comes to the moment of decision, will they?
You never know what a man will do till he's faced with a decision, mistress. But the men are all former slaves. Very few of them Taglian.
Excellent.
Go. We'll be leaving in a few minutes. The square was called Aiku Rukadi, Kadi Junction. It had been a crossroads long ago, before the city swamped the countryside. It was Shadar then, but Vedna now. It was not a big square, being 120 feet in its greatest dimension. It had a public fountain in its center, water for the neighborhood. It was crowded with priests. The cult leaders had come and had brought all the friends they wanted to witness the humiliation of the female upstart. They had dressed for the occasion. The Shadar wore white, simple shirts and pantaloons. The Vedna wore kaftans and glamorous turbans. The most numerous contingent, the Guni crowd, was subdivided by sect. Some wore scarlet robes, some saffron, some indigo, some aquamarine. Jahamaraj Jah's successors wore black. I guessed the crowd at between 800 and 1,000. The square was packed.
Every priest who's anybody is here, the prince told me.
We entered the square behind a half-dozen incompetent drummers. They were my only bodyguards. Even Ram was absent. The drummers cleared a space against the wall. I told the prince, that's the way I wanted it. I hoped I looked sufficiently impressive in costume. Atop my great black stallion, I loomed over the Prabhrindra, whose chestnut was no dwarf.